I remember when I was still in the seminary, one of my spiritual directors, his name was Monsignor Elmer, Charlie Elmer. And he was one of the holiest men that I have ever seen. They said that if you knock him over, holy cards would be falling out of his pockets. And so Monsignor Elmer is a very, what I would call an old fart priest. He would always have stains on his shirt or so, but he always radiate joy, and he always radiate holiness. And I remember one year I had him as my spiritual director before he passed away the year afterward. Every time I come in for spiritual direction, he would say, "So Koi, tell me what had happened throughout this last month." So I would tell him what had happened throughout the last month. And he would just sit there, and his eyes were like piercing your eyes, reading through your soul. And then at the end of it all, he said, "Good." And then he said, "How had God spoken to you this last month?" And it's one of those questions that make you think. How had God spoken to you through this last month? And then the second question that he would always ask, how did you pray? What did you pray about? What were some of the feelings and the emotions in your heart when you were praying? He started to raise up these questions that make me think about, did what I able to bring what was happening in my everyday life into prayer, or do I only come to prayer to ask God for what I wanted? Monsignor Elmer tried to help me see that God was working in and through every instant of my life. And he always reminded me that every moment, every encounter, every person was an opportunity for me to grow in my faith, an opportunity for me to sanctify my words, my action, an opportunity for me to deepen in holiness. Monsignor Elmer always asked the right questions so that I would always reflect, where is God in the midst of all of this? And in the gospel reading today, we heard the account of the Lord Jesus Christ appearing to his disciples after the famous account of the road to Emmaus. And what was the first thing that he said to his disciples again? Peace be with you. Perhaps when we pray, when we come to the Lord, we tell him all these things that are going on, all these things that are wrong, all these things that need to be worked on, all these things that need to be done as is what need to be done yesterday. But we haven't really taken the time in order to really see and ask the right questions. What is God trying to tell me? What is God trying to teach me? What is God trying to give me? What is God trying to pervey to me through those encounters, through those moments? Is the peace of the Lord with you, or were you and I too filled with anxieties? From time to time, Monsignor Elmer also helped me do what he called calibrating my GPS. And he named GPS. Of course, we know GPS as the way for us to show us where to go. And for him, GPS is God's personal service. So to calibrate my prayer time, to calibrate how I come to God, is to calibrate your and my GPS. Is our GPS pointing to God? Is our GPS receiving connection from God? Or is our GPS receiving everything else and we're trying to bring to God? To calibrate our GPS, to calibrate our prayer time is important, because prayer isn't just about telling God what is going on. It's also about listening to God, what He has to say to us. One of my friends, and perhaps you have heard this already, one of my friends, as I go into their house, they have a beautiful, passage written across their wall. And it said, you know, do not tell God how big is your problem, but tell your problem how great is your God. Oftentimes, we come to God and we tell God how big is our problem, what needs to be done. But we haven't calibrated, we haven't fine-tuned our prayer time to truly listen to Him what He had to say. If we truly listen to Him what He had to say, we will hear from Him just like what He said to the disciples today. Why are you troubled? Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at me. Look at my hands and my feet, that it is myself. You see, when we calibrate and fix our eyes on God, He'll ask us, why are we troubled? And why do questions arise in your heart? Look at me. Look at me. It is I. I am in the midst of all these things. I am with you. Do you recognize that? My brothers and sisters, that's what it means to pray. If you and I go to Mass, if you and I do everything else, but we don't know how to pray, I have failed miserably as a priest. Because what is important is that you hopefully come out of each and every Mass is the spirit of prayer, so that what you have received from Mass through the Scripture, through His body and blood, you take it to prayer and live it out for the rest of the week. Where is God in the midst of everything? And what is He trying to teach me? How is He trying to invite me to grow? And what is some of the challenges that He placed in front of me? And they're not challenges. They are stepping stones for me to grow deeper in Him, to love Him. And every time I remember, I go down to Guatemala and stay with the Carmelite sisters down there and go on our mission trip. Inside their cloister, which I was only permitted to enter one time, inside their cloister, but I can look it from the refectory or from the cafeteria. From the refectory, I can look into their cloister, and there are words written in Spanish, and I will translate to you now. And those words said, it is better to speak to God than to speak about God. It is better to speak to God than to speak about God. Oftentimes in our society, we speak much about God. We say, yes, God is here. I believe in God. I do say this, blah, blah, blah. We speak much about God. But have we speak and listen to God? That is what's important. And perhaps my homily today is going to be short, but hopefully it's going to be something that invite you in the midst of your busyness. I understand you're busy. You have a lot of things to do. But in the midst of your busyness, in the midst of all the ups and downs in this world, you can talk to God. Listen to God. Listen to what He had to say. It's perhaps the time that we take some time to calibrate, to fine-tune our GPS, our God's personal service, our direct line with Him. Fine-tune it. Make sure that our antenna, our satellite, is fixed upon Him to receive the right, the proper, the personal, and intimate signal from Him. And perhaps we will hear from Him as we come to prayer. He'll ask us, why are you troubled? Why do these questions arise in your heart? What is going on? Look at me. Look at me. Speak to me. Listen to me. And perhaps at the end of our prayer, we'll be able to hear from him the same words that he had told his disciples at each and every encounter after the resurrection. Peace be with you. So I invite you today, perhaps the beginning of many times of wonderful prayer with the Lord, opening your heart to him. Allow your heart to speak to his heart in prayer so that you and I can truly receive from the Savior, from our lover, from our Redeemer, the words that will give us life. Truly, it is a blessing to speak to God and with God instead of only speaking about him.